I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tēnā koutou e hoa mā, piri mai kia tata. Piri mai kia tata ki ako ai tātou i te reo Māori e ngunguru nei. Tēnā koutou katoa. Nau mai hoki mai ki Everyday Māori, the podcast where we teach you everyday language that you can use in everyday situations. Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa.
Ko Āpera Woodfine tōku ingoa.
Ko Māua tēnei e mihi atu nei. Kia koutou. Kei te pēhea e hoa?
Tino pai e hoa. Me koe?
Kei te pai, kei te pai. No. Hea te kaupapa i tēnei rā.
Today's kaupapa is looking at the Māwai structure. So we're saying who will do something and looking at how to answer that as well.
Ka pai. No reira ko taku pātai ki a koe. Have you learnt the structure already?
So I came across this in a classroom last year, so I think I've got a good grasp of it.
Pai. It's a really useful sentence structure to know.
Mm.
Because, every day we say, I'll do this, and who will do that? It's called an actor emphatic structure, so we're identifying who is going to do something at the very beginning of the sentence, or, who will do something, or what will do something in some cases. It's a really useful sentence structure to know, right?
It is, for sure.
Mm. We use it, daily. We ask the question, who will do something? We'll talk about who or what will do something. So let's look at the question to guide us with an example. So we start off with ma, and wai. Ma wai, who will, that translates to who will, ma wai. But to add on, we want to say who will, and then an action. So who will, I always come to this, example, I need a new example, but who will cook?
It's maybe because it's asked every day, perhaps.
So ma wai e tunu. Yeah, and there's our structure with the question. Ma wai e, and then the verb. Ma wai e tunu. Ma wai e tunu. To respond to that, like the simple form, to respond to that, just that question.
If I was going to say, I'm going to cook, I would say maku e tunu.
Ka pai. So let's look at, the singular responding. Maku e tunu, I will cook.
Mm-hmm.
You will cook?
Mau e tunu.
Mau e tunu. He or she will cook?
Mana e tunu.
Mana e tunu.
Mm. So we've got maku for me, mana for he or she or they, and mau for you.
Ka pai. And then to add in an ingoa.
Ma and then the name of the person, right?
Mm.
Ma apera e tunu.
Ma apera e tunu. Ai. Ka pai. Tino pai. Or a noun, so the chef will cook.
Mā te kai tunu? Mā te kai tunu e tunu?
Ai, mā te kai tunu e tunu. Mā te kuki e
te
tunu.
Cookie.
Or mā te ringawera.
Te ringawera.
Ai, mā te ringawera e tunu. On the marae especially, ne? The ringawera, the name for the cooks. And then that word is also taken into other places as well. When we, enter a wharekai, we talk about the cooks being the ringawera, literally the hot hands.
Mm. They're busy, most busy people, right?
Aye, the most important people on the marae. Well, it's all, everyone plays their part
yeah.
to keep everything going. One thing to note here, we're dealing with kupumahi, ne? With tūmahi verbs. But it is important to note, just because we've looked at this previous, just in the last episode or couple of episodes back, we looked at turning a tūmahi into a tūmahi hangu, a verb into a passive verb. In this sentence structure, we are not allowed to do that. So we want to use the verb as it is. We don't want to turn it into a passive verb. So mā wai e tunu. Pai. Mā wai e tunua. Kau. Mā āpera e tunu. Ai, pai. Mā āpera e tunua. Kau. We just don't need to do that.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
So with that example, mā wai e tunu. Okay, mā āpera e tunu. let's add on, mā wai e tunu te kai. Who's going to cook the food? Mā wai e tunu te kai. And the answer was, mā āpira e tunu te kai. We can swap around parts of the sentence.
Oh, yeah.
If we want.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Mm.
Mā āpira te kai e tunu.
Kia ora. There's that way, and there's the other way. Mā āpira e tunu te kai. So, there with this sentence, we can do that.
Okay, cool.
There's no need to add in a joiner. You know, there's no I or ki in the sentence. Mā āpira e tunu I te kai. And sometimes that creeps in, and I think that's just because we've got so used to our joining particles with our tenses, our verb, subject, object, sentence. But we don't need that here. And a good way to remind us of that is that by showing that we can move the parts of the sentence. And you see there's no I either way. Mā āpira e tunu te kai. Mā āpira te kai e tunu.
Ka pai.
Okay, a few more examples. You know, here's one you can use when you're going out with your mates. Who will shout? Who's going to shout? And we're talking about drinks.
Yeah. Mā wai e haute.
Mā wai e haute. Important pātai. Mā wai e haute. And then I would say, I've got the first round. Māku e haute. Māku e haute, because I know there's a few more rounds to go before it comes back to me and I can disappear before that time. Here's another one. This is gonna, instead of asking who will, I want to now ask, I'm going to use the word for you, mau, will you pick me up?
Mau e... E tiki au?
Pai, yeah, you've got all the words there. Mau e tiki ahau. When the subject in the sentence is now either a pronoun or a person's name, we're going to bring that right to the beginning, right to the, you know, to the forefront of the sentence. So it'll be mau ahau e tiki.
That's it. Mau ahau e tiki.
Aye. And that's going to be the case wherever we have a pronoun as the subject, you know, aho, will you pick me up? Or even if it's the name, will you pick Sarah up?
Mau Sarah e tiki.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget the particle before name.
Mau a Sarah e tiki.
Aye, mau a Sarah e tiki. Mau a Hera e tiki.
Mm.
Ka pai. And with anything else, like will you pick the dog up? It can stay at the end.
Okay, right.
Mau e tiki te kuri.
Right.
But you can switch it. Mau te kuri e tiki. So there's a bit of room to play there. But if we're dealing with a person's name or a pronoun, it needs to sit at the start.
And so that can be a statement or a question as well. The exact same structure.
Aye. So I could say like, you know, we're leaving, saying ka kite anō, and I say, text me. You know, you text me. I would say, mau ahau. E pātuhi. Mau ahau e pātuhi. Text me.
What could you say? Mau ahau e pātuhi? Mm-hmm. Like, will you text me?
Mm. Mau ahau e pātuhi. Aye, he pātai. Could be a pātai. It could also be a statement. And then, you know, to confirm, I'd say, yes, I will text you. What would that be?
Aye, māku koe e pātuhi.
Tino pai. Māku koe e pātuhi. Māku koe e pātuhi.
Cool. So it's māku because I'm taking responsibility for that action, right? Mm-hmm. Māku, it's mine to do that.
Aye. Koya.
That's kind of how I think about it. Mana, it's their responsibility to do it, you know. Mau, it's yours. There's an action following and you're responsible for that. I don't know if that's helpful, but that's how I think about it.
It makes sense to me. Okay, let's say there's a group of us, we're going to the marae, there's a kaupapa there, and we're starting to organise ourselves, which is very important at Huama before you go to the marae. Always organise yourself. The worst thing is getting there at the waharoa and scrambling to get your stuff together, and the karanga's already started and you're moving on to the marae. So, before we get there, we want to know, who is speaking?
Mā wai te kai kōrero.
Hmm.
Oh, I didn't
kai
know that.
Kai kōrero is a noun. Who is the speaker? But who's speaking?
Mā wai e kōrero.
Mm-hmm. Mā wai e kōrero. Who's speaking? How about who's calling? Who's going to call?
Māwai e karanga.
Ai, ka pai. Okay, let's respond to those questions I'll ask you. Māwai e kōrero.
Mahemi e kōrero. Ne?
Oh, ai, ka pai.
Kia kaha te kōrero.
Ai. Māwai e karanga.
Mā mere e karanga.
Ka pai. Kia ora mere. We just nominated you. Yeah. Mā mere e karanga. Ka pai. And the last part, you know, karanga, kōrero, lay down the koha. We need to finish all of that and support that with the waiata. Māwai e timata te waiata.
Who's going to start the song?
Mā āpira e timata te waiata.
Māku, māku e timata.
Ka pai, ka pai. Actually, that reminds me of a waiata which uses this structure. So there's a famous waiata that's called Mā Waira, and the words go, Mā Waira e taurima te marae. The ra there is a little addition that's optional, little poetic addition there. Mā wai e taurima te marae. So taurima is to care for or look after. So how would you interpret that?
So who will care for the marae?
And I need to ask some questions or do some research. I'm not sure who composed this waiata, but it's sung quite widely around the country. So if you do know, please let us know. And then in the waiata, the response goes, Mā te tika, mā te pono, me te aroha. So now, you know, the question's been asked, who will look after the marae? Mā waira e taurima te marae. And the answer is given by the composer, but it's not a person. Who's going to look after the marae? Mā te tika, mā te pono, me te aroha.
Right. So they're concepts.
Aye. So tika is like righteousness or correctness.
Correctness, okay. Mā te pono, the truth.
The truth or faith.
Faith.
Me te aroha.
And the aroha, the love.
So those three things, you know, those three concepts that we embody or carry or will look after the marae. And I'm not going to, you know, grace you with this waiata, but you can find it online on YouTube. It's out there. It's quite a common waiata. Mā waira. Aye, aye, that's enough. and also just to finish up, here's a little kiwaha to finish off. Quite often, so say we're getting ourselves ready at the marae there and someone does say, Māwai, the person who's, you know, the most confident out of everyone, Māwai e kōrero, Māwai e kōrero. You can go, Māwai atu hoki, Māwai atu hoki, you know, who else but you? You know, you're implying that it's the person who asked the question.
Right.
Māwai atu hoki, Māwai atu hoki. Who else is going to do it? You know, and that can be interpreted in a few ways, but that's one way it can be used.
Māwai atu hoki.
Māwai atu hoki.
I like it.
Ka pai. Nō reira, koe rā noeho mō tēnei wā. Ka hoki mai anō māua a te rauki. Hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukai poa nō te reo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.